A baby boy that lived over 200 years ago taught me an important lesson. Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. This summer I've been reading my favorite missionary biography, To the Golden Shore, The Life of Adoniram Judson, by Courtney Anderson. Adoniram was born in 1788 in Massachusetts, and he was the first American to serve overseas in foreign missions, accompanied by his dear wife Anne, also known as Nancy. 2 years after arriving in Burma, which is modern-day Myanmar, on September 11, 1815, Adoniram and Nancy were blessed with a beautiful baby boy whom they named Roger. Their first baby had been born dead at sea on their way to Burma and was buried in the waters of the Bay of Bengal. But baby Roger brought much joy to Nancy and Adoniram. The biographer notes that the baby flourished from the start. He fed well, he never cried except when in pain, and to his doting mother and father he seemed unusually attentive to his surroundings. Nancy had felt better than she had in years, almost in a new state of existence. Adoniram was working harder than ever before, immersed in his study of the Burmese language. Little Roger, who still flourished, was almost his only relaxation. But there is something else the biographer notes, drawing from the Judsons' own recollections of little Roger, that made an impression on me. Quote, "The baby seemed to show an unusual desire to be with his parents. Sometimes when they went by his cradle without picking him up, he would follow us with his eyes to the door, when they would fill with tears, in his countenance, so expressive of grief, though perfectly silent, that it would force us back to him, which would cause his little heart to be as joyful as it had been before sorrowful. He would lie for hours on a mat by his papa's study table, or by the side of his chair on the floor, if only he could see his face." End quote. If only he could see his face. If only he could see his face. As I read those words, I thought, do I seek the face of my Father in heaven with such childlike love and adoration? As I read those words, I thought of these things. Seeking God's face is yearning to know him intimately. Consider, for instance, these two different translations of Psalm 105, verse 4. The New International Version says, "Look to the Lord in his strength, seek his face always." The English Standard Version says, "Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his presence continually." So to seek the Lord's face is to pursue his active presence in your life. God wants us to seek his face so that we can experience the joy of knowing him intimately. We seek the Lord by reading and meditating on his word, by talking to him through prayer, by worshiping him privately and publicly with the gathered church. When little Roger Judson was only 6 months old, he became sick and died. But in his short little life, he taught us a valuable lesson, which is this: to long for the Lord the same way that a baby yearns for his or her mommy and daddy. May David's prayer in Psalm 27:8 express the earnest desire of our own hearts. David prayed to the Lord, "You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, will I seek." This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We are located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our worship gathering takes place each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Show up early for some free coffee, juice, and pastries in the church lobby, where our church family loves to meet newcomers and enjoy friendly conversation. In the next few weeks, we'll be finishing our year-long series on the life of David. Then I'll be preaching a three-part sermon series based on our church's mission statement, which is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. This will be a great kickoff to the fall as we relaunch our main ministries after Labor Day weekend. We would love for you to join us as we study God's word and worship him together. For more information about Webster Bible Church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.